Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Talking Games Free Game Show. I'm BBD. This is my good friend Dan Rourke. Dan, how are ya?
Terrible, BBD. How are you?
I've been better because the Yanks didn't do anything. That's like the worst thing they could have done.
I know.
And it's boring.
Not a fun deadline, dude. But hey, we got a baseball game to watch tonight.
Baseball game tonight. Pre-game crew, sorry we missed you yesterday. Deadline madness. But yeah. I forgot I made
We're
a
in it to
joke.
Win it, though, BBD. That's what we were told.
They're going to try to win games, and that's a good idea. That's a good idea, in my opinion. Have like a 5-2 week or something. And I don't know.
That'd be cute.
That'd be cute. I'd take it. Tonight, the Yankees, I believe they're going up against Shane McClanahan. Let's confirm that real quick. Yep.
11-1, 3 ERA. Now I'm just looking at it like you watch for performances. And hey, we're watching Gerrit Cole tonight. And that is something to be excited about.
Cole Cy Young watch.
Yeah. And now 2.64 ERA at the point. If you were to have another good start. Keeps getting lower and lower, like really good season ERA.
Yeah.
We're at that territory now. Once you're below 2.7, you're really
it's
a
like
G.
really good.
Yeah.
And I think right now voting would be between he and Framber, and the Yanks can help him out a little bit on Sunday.
But, Framber was having a good season besides the cute little no hitter thing.
Yeah.
No hitter. Yeah. Who cares about a no hitter?
Boring. Yeah.
It'll be Cole's. Especially the Valdi on the IL.
Yeah, he was on pace. Now he'll miss a little time. Should be kind of not a joke. The main thing to watch for, unless they get back involved, but which they can. They're technically in the mix. Technically,
yeah. My what to watch for might honestly be the fact that Rizzo's not playing and Bowers is at first.
Yeah.
What if the Yankees lineup just clicks tonight and does well? Could we see a double benching of Rizzo at some point?
Maybe. That's
what
one of
the lefty starting tomorrow. That'd
that
be
is,
interesting.
Interested. That is one of the questions we didn't get to ask Booney. It was on our list of things we thought about asking, but we hit the pressing ones. The lineup they are throwing out there, IKF is in the left field. Judge DH is for the third game in a row, batting second. Gleyber Torres bats third, plays second. Giancarlo Stanton gets the start tonight in right field. Jake Bowers at first, batting fifth. DJ LeMahieu bats sixth, plays third. Harrison Bader is in center field, and he bats seventh. Anthony Volpe bats eighth, plays short, and Ben Roethlisberger is your catcher, batting ninth. He's Cole's new guy.
What should I say about this lineup, BBD?
IKF's leading off. He's technically been one of their better hitters for sort of an extended stretch now, particularly against lefties, so it's not that bad. It's not the first time we've seen it now, so
I'm not I'm not even dissing the lineup. I'm more so saying, what is there actually to say about the lineup?
Yeah.
That leads to nothing other than guys with the track records have to perform. If not, we're screwed.
You nailed it.
Kinda, I mean, like, Stan just has to hit. DJ's got to hit. Glaber's got to hit. Judge, you hope, will hit. Yeah. And it's nice and all. Like, I don't know. It's just weird to make comments in the lineup.
There's a little bit, what do you even bother saying?
Right, exactly. Which needs to be said, because that's the position the Yankees have put us into, but for real. Yeah. You know?
Bader has been great against lefties, so I expect some goodness tonight, not to leak a pick or anything. Would like to see him give a little more against righties. He hasn't typically have huge career splits, I don't believe. But yeah, I don't know.
Stanton needs a game.
We need another day where Stanton wins a game by himself.
Yeah, word. Like, two-homer game, 100%.
That'd be sick.
And, man, I've been listening to the K-Show lately, and he's cracking me up. But he's really going at Stanton for how he just cannot run anymore. And it is quite peculiar. He's still only 33 years old. Like, it's not exactly...
Yeah, you would hope he had two more years before we were at this point.
Yeah, and I still hold out hope for that. But, yeah, it's like, Stanton, you can't just be a dud all of a sudden. You're not excused, no.
Yeah, we still need you to be a guy.
Right, like a big guy. So let's do it.
Let's do it. And let's do the pitching path to victory. Why not? And it's kind of simple. Cole, get deep into a game. And then Clay, King, Wandy, Canely all haven't pitched in this series at all. Clay hasn't pitched in a full week. Wandy's only thrown one pitch in the last full week. So I don't know. Clay, Wandy... Cole, Wandy, Clay, I imagine would be our best case, just get out.
I think the Yankees win tonight.
I think so. It'll be a nice sick prank.
Yeah, I think they'll scrape together a couple runs. Cole will shove. Granted, this is all the exact same thing I think I said maybe to myself about the Friday game in Baltimore, but I think they'll scrape together a couple runs. Cole will pitch well. You have the bullpen lined up to do so. And I'd like to imagine that they won't get swept.
Yeah, so. Historically, I think the Yankees have kind of done okay against McClanahan. Obviously, he's one of the best in baseball. So,
yeah.
Everything's comparative, compared to what he normally does. They do okay.
Better than righties. So
makes sense. They've got no lefties.
Yeah. And, hey, as much as I want to bash this team, and I will, this isn't a good thing I'm about to say, but... I shouldn't predict a sweep because they're not the worst team in baseball. They are just pathetically average. And pathetically average teams, they will, win a game out of a series. So
100%.
Maybe they'll win a game out of three. Congratulations. Woo! Yeah. Hey, we are still 3.5 out of the wild card, so it's not over. We're in it to win it, BBD. I just can't stop saying that quote, bro.
It's
hilarious. Like, it's a lot of cash quotes yesterday were quite funny.
All
yeah, dude. That,
we're obviously in it to win it.
That's amazing. Right in front of us. And then the picture of Jake and... wearing it right with Boone there.
We were hoping to get a little more reaction. There's one guy in the comments that said Jake hiding the shirt from him, and then all of a sudden being really bold about it halfway through. It's like, yeah, he was revealing the shirt to him, dude. That's what we were doing. We were looking for a big reaction at some point. Wow, Miami welcomes their new third baseman Jake Berger with a $5 burger promo tonight. Cute. I've driven by his childhood home.
Have you?
Yes. Yes. He grew up in near St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, where did you grow
around
up?
There. In North Jersey. I drove by his childhood home once.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just cruising around St. Louis.
Yeah. There for Thanksgiving last year.
Oh, it was recent.
Yeah. Maybe I was there. I forget which time I went twice. I forget which time it was that I did that trip. I forget if it was then or the previous March, but one of them sometime last year. I think we're there. I think it's time for the
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. I got a pick. Who did I pick in game one again?
In game one, you had Aaron Judge and DJ LeMahieu. I'll be honest. I'm blanking on what exactly even happened.
You
in
had
game,
Bowers, and Bowers came through.
Oh, Bowers did come through. That was sick.
Yeah. Yes.
That was the one thing that happened. So that was cool. That means today I have the first selection. Awesome.
Yes.
For me. And I'm taking Harrison Bader because he's been crushing lefties. And on my second pick, I will grab the big fella, Aaron Judge. First time I've been able to pick him in forever. And you can't pick him. So got my pick out of the way. You have two picks.
Yeah, I'm going to take Stan. Like I said before, I'm trying to will it into existence that he'll have a good game. So at least a solo shot. Hell, maybe two. But yeah, I got Giancarlo going deep. That's my first pick. Volpe, I feel like it's been a minute.
Yeah, he hasn't poked one in a sec.
But I'm not going to take him. I'm taking IKF out of the leadoff spot.
I love it.
Stanton and IKF.
I love it.
I like it. I'm not even going to lie. I like it.
That brings us to the over-under. Wow. Jake Bowers scored me a point. Nice. The other day when we selected, the line was 9. I was on the over, you were on the under. And where did that end up? What was that final score? That was a little 5-2 final? So you came away with the win on that.
Very good.
Score very for nice. You. Any guesses on what today's
line is? I feel like tonight
is
Cole 6.5. 6.5.
Ooh, nice and low. The line is 7.5. It is a big step down from the last game we did. And I'm on the under. Yanks offense hasn't earned it, and I think Cole pitches. So
that's bullcrap,
it is a low line, but I'm on the under. I was saying it all last time when I picked the over. I said there's no reason for me to pick it, but over. Today I'm on the under. You with me?
I will also be taking the under.
Garrett Cole's really good.
I think the Yankees are going to win 3-1 tonight. 3-1 Yankees to improve us to 4 games over .500 and put us back on the map as a legitimate contender in the American League.
I'd like that. Oh, I'd like that.
Me too. That'd be cool.
A lot of rumors in the chat. A lot of rumors. Yeah, somebody said I'm being poached by MLB Network. I'd take money. I'm not above
that. What does that mean, poached?
Like they're swooping in and getting me.
Oh.
Yeah. I've had zero contact, but if they wanted to give me too much money to go there,
oh,
they can reach my people. Anyway. Somebody give me a lot of money for free. Yeah, I like starting rumors. Wow, quick show, because we are on to the premonition segment.
Premonish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are you seeing? What am I seeing? I have no idea. Haven't found it yet.
I think my premonition for tonight is that we'll get another form of, you know, you'll have your Brian Cashman fire chance, blah, 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 all that, which is nice. I respect it. But I think we'll get a mild form of the closest we'll ever really get to like a protest type. Not a protest, but you'll like, somebody's going to come up with some shirt that'll say like, fire Brian Cashman, or that's already out there, but something of that ilk that will be shown on the Yes camera. Like, no, that probably won't happen. So it won't be shown on the Yes camera, but some unique chant. Or a unique shirt.
We get some sort of something gets shown.
Yeah, like there's some frustrated fans that will be on showcase tonight, like whether it's in a group or what have you. I don't know. I just feel like that it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm kind of on a similar wavelength for, as far as I think my promo is going to something we see on the broadcast. I think it might be a squirrel night.
Oh, really?
I think it might be a squirrel invading a field. Squirrel on the field night. Gross.
See, if I was a player, I'd be very concerned about potential disease. New York squirrels, dude. I don't get freaked out about Jersey squirrels, but like New York squirrels, like sometimes they do look like deranged. Like I did see one time that looked like it had.
They literally don't get to touch grass.
They do weird shit, squirrels in New York.
They're weird. You get the ones that are like funky colors here.
Trips after a squirrel. is it?
Yeah.
I'm not, honestly, dude, I'm not about the whole rally cat thing.
No, cats, no thanks.
Allergic.
Me too. My dad's really like allergic.
You like dogs?
Yes, to appease the dog people. The short answer is yes, but I just, any animal, it takes like three times that for me to meet them before I'm like, all right, we're buddies. So like Noodle, like third time I met Noodle, we were good. He was my guy. Mm. People remember Beach Week a couple years ago. Spent the whole week with Noodle. We were best buds.
There's got to be a good boy for you to like the dog. That'd be a good.
We just got to like build some familiarity. It's kind of like people. Like I don't really talk to new people.
Third time
we meet, like, all right, I'll kind of be good to have like a conversation with you then. Like I'll start initiating some topics.
Yeah. But, right. No, I totally know what you mean. But you'd like my dog, Snoop Dogg. She has a lot of CBD, so we call her Snoop Dogg.
I like that.
Yeah. What do you got for your promo's the squirrel.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
Maybe we see. No. It could be some other animal, I suppose. I'll leave the door open. But squirrel's just kind of one of the more common ones we get.
I'm not against that. I just don't want it to be a cat.
Yeah, no cats. Fuck that. Probably got no games. Everyone, try your best to enjoy the game. Enjoy Garrett Cole. He's really good.
Yes.
He's sillier with it. Everyone comment what type of dog Dan and I would be. Go watch the Boone ep from before if you didn't. Seems like everyone on Earth watched it, though. Numbers are going crazy. So that's fun.
I've seen some of the social clips so far. Like,
good ep. And if you watch it, you know, the social clips, we post the dramatic moment. Like, we got them laughing a couple times. Like, we're all good.
Yeah,
it's always funny people... A lot of the comments are like, he's not going to come back. It's like, well, we have like a deal for him to come back every week. And then also like, he always like jokes around with us before and after a little bit. Like we're good. We're good.
Yeah. Yeah. Not for us. Like he's coming back. He doesn't really have a choice.
Yeah. Like he's always like very nice to us. Like he knows the gig. We got to ask him questions. He's got to answer them best he can that he's like allowed to say. So it's
right.
The game.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Makes sense.
Anyway. Love you all. Love you, Dan.
I love you, BBD. Sorry for my down energy today. I'm in like my, I'm giving myself 48 hours to process everything and then.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm going to get right back into the swing of things.
I don't think you had low energy.
I missed a pitch, but I'm going down with the ship.
I don't think you had low energy at all, man. You're great.
I love you. Love you all too.
Love you all. Subscribe.
Same shirt 2 days in a row. Woo!
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.